You're listening to Vatican Radio. Almost a year on from its publication, Pope Francis's encyclical Laudato Si on the care of our common home has had an important impact at local and international levels. That's according to the head of the Pontifical Justice and Peace Council, Cardinal Peter Turkson, who was taking part in a panel discussion in the Vatican on Monday about US and Holy See engagement on issues of common concern. The encyclical, signed by the Pope on May the 24th, 2015, explores the interconnected concerns of caring for human life and protecting the environment, appealing for action based on an interior ecological conversion. Over the past year, Cardinal Turkson, whose council worked on the drawing up of the document, has been travelling widely, speaking about its relevance to many other areas of financial, social and environmental policy. He says Laudato Si has had a significant impact in highlighting the effects of human activity on our environment.
The impact has been several. Right when it was published, it became the centre of an event in the United Nations. Though there it was referred to as an encyclical on climate change, and we had to correct that a little bit. But there an event was organized just to look at it and what contribution, what kind of moral support it can lend to the whole process of climate change. Then in July last year, right after the launching again, in France, one climate advisor of the president organized an event called Consciences for Climate. And the center point of the was, the encyclical. François Hollande, who came to open that one, quoted the encyclical professor chapter after chapter about this. So it's had some impact. It's had a lot of impact. Since the year began, I've been doing a series of trips to the U.S., universities and colleges talking about the encyclical. Their interest is there. And all of them are formulated to respond to local needs. When this was done in Malloy College, the thing was the encyclical and capitalism. When it was done in Miami, St. Thomas University, was the encyclical and the environment and the need for conversion. Because Miami already signs of, the coastal areas suffering from the rise of sea level was evident. When we were in Malloy College in Long Island, people were talking about the first time having to pump water out of their basement. So if people have difficulty with climate change, okay, let us not say climate change. Let us say climate-related disasters. That is everywhere. Everywhere people talk about disaster related with climate. And if the fight is about, is there really a climate change or only whatever passing phenomenon, whatever it is. But the climate right now is such that it is, causing disasters, every now and then, and making it difficult for people to live wholesome, peaceful lives. At the end of the day, that's what we're talking about. And to what extent are human beings contributing to this? That is also under question. A lot of people, dispute that. I grew up in a mining town. I know when you do surface mining, what you have is not the same as before you began. The forest is gone, the topsoil is gone, agriculture is affected, water bodies are affected. That's a drastic change caused by human activity. And this is just one. The type of agriculture we practice, for example, in Africa and other, it's also a factor. We call what they call, slash and burn. We farm here and move on and move on. So we're cutting forests with every, in the 4 or 5 years we've gone to. So we're creating a lot of savanna in place of forests. That also human activity. So when we say these climate changes are anthropogenic, caused by human beings, it's basically our activity that can sometimes induce, worsen, or even provoke some of these changes.
There is still a lot of discussion, isn't there, about who is responsible, whether the countries who have created more of the problems with regard to climate change, how much they should be helping the poorer countries.
That is part of the discussion in Paris, and I think it's taken on board. I think they discuss about how much money, they're trying to quantify the help that must be given to poor countries to remedy the situation. So that talk is on. The quantum of money is still not been decided, but the recognition is there that some did have a role, greater role in, causing all of this, and they need to help the poor countries deal with this because mitigation factors are still very present.